NMLS 1149-37, 111 West Port Plaza, St. Louis, Missouri. Call 567-GOLD.
With Insperity, you can help your company run better, grow faster, and make more money. Hello, friends. Jim Nance here. Insperity's HR and business performance solutions are designed with your company in mind to provide insightful expense and financial management, payroll and retirement services. Or if your company is ready for a full suite of HR and business performance solutions, Insperity Workforce Optimization includes employment administration, employee benefits, workers' compensation, government compliance, performance management, online training, and so much more. Simply call 1-877-273-6011 or visit Insperity.com today. One call to Insperity at 1-877-273-6011 handles all of this and more, giving you more time to focus on your business. It's what we do. Insperity, inspiring business performance.
Altair Travel and Cruises is proud to be a sponsor of Missouri football. For all of your travel needs, group travel, corporate travel, whether it's across the country or across the globe, Altair Travel and Cruises will make sure you get there. You're going to save money, you're going to save time, and no aggravation, courtesy of Altair Travel and Cruises. They're in Brentwood, right next to O.B. Clark's. 314-968-9600 or Altair Travel, proud sponsor of Missouri football on KTRS.
Little Jack Horner sat in a corner of his ransacked apartment, wondering what kind of nitwit steals a futon. Luckily, the Geico Insurance Agency had helped him with renter's insurance, and he got full replacement. Unfortunately, little Jack Horner had to have his stomach pumped when he ate a six-month-old Christmas pie. Visit geico.com to see how affordable renter's insurance can be.
You're the type who likes to seize the day, all 30 of them, during Member September. All month long, almost anything you get at Rite Aid gets you 3 times the Wellness Plus points, which gets you to gold and 20% off almost everything in the store 3 times faster. Yep, the best program in the business is now even better, by 3, but only during Member September and only at Rite Aid. Activate your membership at memberseptember.com today. Rite Aid. With us, it's personal. Limitations apply. Prescriptions ineligible for triple points. See store for details.
Kubota presents their Gear Up and Go sales event going on now with special promotion pricing on tractors and Commander Zero Turn mowers. Click on stlouiskubotadealers.com.
That's right. That's the music that means it's time to talk a little tech talk. This is the segment where you have an opportunity to get all your frustrations out, to ask the question that nobody else seems to be able to answer about electronic stuff, televisions, computers, phones. You're shopping, you're confused, you don't know LED from LCD from what. This is the place you need to be. You're looking for a new computer. Your computer not working right, but you don't want a new one. You wonder, what can I do to make this thing work? All that technological stuff. That's why this guy is here. His name is Jose Hernandez, and we're going to take your questions, and he's going to do his best to help you. It works like this. I give the numbers. You call. You get put on hold. Jose does a monologue, and then we get to your calls in the order they came in. First come, first serve. 314-969-KTRS. Or 888-550-KTRS, and Jose is brought to you by Oric and the locally owned and operated Oric Home Care Centers. They're terrific stores. They'd love for you to stop in and discover what else Oric makes besides vacuum cleaners. And when you make a vacuum cleaner that good, you have to follow through and make everything else equally as good, and they do. They got a lot of great products in the Oric stores. Give it up, if you would, please, for Jose Hernandez.
Hey, everybody.
Hello. Hey, Jose.
Before we start, there's something that if you're not aware of it, and Peon's not aware of it, especially Peon, I want you to go online and look at this. My son sent me a link to a video. This past weekend was the biker weekend at Lake of the Ozarks. He lives in Osage Beach. Now, I didn't go there this weekend, but about 5,000 motorcycles. So he saw lots of bikes, but he called me and said, Dad, go check your email and look at what I just sent you. You're not going to believe it. He saw a motorcycle, and I'm going to do my best to try to describe this in a way that makes sense. The tank was lit up. Now, when I say lit up, I don't mean the way you'll see kids light up the bottom of their cars with those blue tube lights. I mean the paint. Have you seen this paint?
Yes, I have.
This is beyond belief. The paint is conductive. It is essentially a liquid light bulb. Now, so think of it this way. If you, those glow tubes, because Halloween's coming up, lots of parents will buy those glow sticks. You break them and they emit this bright green light. If you could pour, if you could cut it open and pour that on something and it would generate its own electric light, that's sort of what this paint is like, except when it has current running through it, and in this case it'd be the 12-volt motorcycle battery. Once there's current to any two places of that paint, everything painted lights up. I've never seen anything like this. Now, I'm going to go ahead and say, for all the people who are thinking about, oh, I got to buy stock in this or invest in it, I'm going to go ahead and say, I think they will outlaw painting cars with it because it'll be such a distraction. It would be a hazard. If I saw a car come down the road and the entire car was a light that lit up, I'd have a wreck. I couldn't stop. But you need, and I don't know how to, just Google electric paint or conductive paint that lights up. You just will not believe it. And in the video he sent me, there's a link to the guy who created this. They show a fender and a gas tank of, in this case, a motorcycle. And they show it dark, and then they turn it on, like flipping a switch, and it just, have you seen this?
I have not.
Who thinks of this stuff? But it's just conductive paint, and unless there's a break in the paint scheme, everything painted, as the paint flows, and everything painted lights up. You got to check this out, and if we can find it, we'll put it on our Facebook page. Maybe before the show's over, Peon will find the site where they explain this paint. That's my only technology discovery over the last few days. Anybody else have anything you stumbled on?
No.
Jose, it's all yours.
Oh, Apple had a good week last week. They sold 4 million iPhone 6s in the first 24 hours. They're basically sold out of them.
Isn't this the story every time something's introduced?
Oh, the way they do it, absolutely. Yeah. Absolutely. The Plus, which is the bigger of the two, has a couple features that are actually I find unique or interesting. It has optical image stabilization for the camera, so that if you're a little shaky or you're in a car and it's moving, the computer inside the phone will stabilize the image before you take
pictures. But don't we have that anyway? I have a stabilizing feature. I mean, what's
in your iPhone?
I thought I did.
So how long do you think?
I had it on other cameras.
Cameras have had it for a long time.
Okay, but this is the first time iPhones had it?
It's the first time iPhones had it.
Okay.
How long do you think before the iPhone 5 really starts coming down in price?
I give it about 2 weeks.
Okay.
2 weeks to 21 days.
My daughter wants an iPhone 5. She doesn't want the 6. She doesn't like the 6 because it's too big, but she wants the 5.
She want a 5 or a 5S?
I don't know.
What's the difference?
Yeah.
Siri.
Oh, okay. I like Siri. You know, Here's the thing, though. I like it, but I never use it. You know, when I used it the first day I got my phone.
It's another one of those things.
It's one of those things where for one day you go, hey, watch this. Siri, my dog's vomiting. What can I do about it? And Siri, and then after about a day or two, I never use her. It's just a gimmick. So maybe she should look at the 5 because she'll never use Siri.
Yeah, that's the problem I have with a lot of that stuff is... Yeah, you can say, call so-and-so, but by the time I did that and it does it,
I could
do it myself in probably the same amount of time.
Do you know that I still don't even use the voice, like, call Peon? I don't use that.
No.
With two touches, I can go to the icon and then favorites, there's a favorites
thing, right.
And hit the word Peon, and it's ringing.
Exactly.
Ooh, you're in his
favorites.
Wow.
You made his favorites look
good. Yeah.
No, you are.
My problem with the voice one is if I say call like Dave, I have like 11 Daves, and it says you call this Dave, call that Dave, call that Dave, and I call, all right, call Dave John home, Dave John cell, Dave John work, you know, which one do you want me to call?
I don't want to go through all that,
right.
So I don't use it. I don't even use the, well, remember when you used to have preset numbers, number 2 would be
Dave's. Oh, you hold it down, right, yeah.
You don't even need that anymore.
No, they still have that, and yeah, I don't use it.
In as good a week as Apple had, Home Depot had a bad week last week. It seems that they have confirmed that their payment data system was breached. They don't know how big it is, but basically if in the 2,155 Home Depot stores in America and Canada, if you've swiped a credit or debit card there since April, your number has been violated.
Doesn't necessarily mean you're going to have a problem.
Right, but it just means it's available. The same group that stole Target's information totally stole this information. They're estimating that this will put Target's breach, make it look like it was nothing. They interviewed a couple of former Home Depot managers in their security area, and it said that the security team's management in-store payment system wasn't set up to encrypt customers' credit and debit card data, which leaves a gap in the defenses to give potential hackers a better window to exploit it. The security team was told by upper management to settle for C-level security because upgrades would be costly and it might disrupt operation of critical business systems.
Oops.
Yeah, big oops. And in that vein, Gmail, 5 million Gmail passwords have been leaked. So if you have a Gmail account, it's probably a good idea to go and change your password as soon as possible.
And as soon as you change it, then
someone else will hack it, right?
And you have to change it again.
You should just keep changing it anyway.
Yeah. That it?
That's it.
Off we go. Phones are lit. Last time we'll give the number. I think there's one line open. I think 314-969-KTRS or 888-550-KTRS. Patty's up first. Patty, say hi to Jose.
Jose, only you can help me. I have an email disaster.
Oh, boy.
I have two email accounts.
Yes.
I have a Yahoo account, which is my main, and I also have an Outlook account, which is a backup.
Mm-hmm.
Last Thursday, I sent an invitation to a group of all my friends and got no response.
Okay.
I checked into my sent items. Nothing was there. So I resent the email from my Yahoo account to the same people. Again, no response.
Mm.
I ran into one of my friends over the weekend. I'm like, hey, what's going on with the email I sent? She goes, well, we're all responding. Haven't you seen any of it? And I said, no. She went back and looked. It was from a Hotmail account. I don't have a Hotmail account.
Actually, you do.
Okay, but then how do I access it? Because when I go to Hotmail.com, it takes me to my Outlook account.
That is your Hotmail account.
Well, then why didn't I get any response from the email that I sent?
That I don't know, but Hotmail went away, and Microsoft now calls it Outlook.com. So anyone new that's looking for a free Microsoft email account, it's going to be Outlook.com.
Okay, well, and that's I would rather use the Outlook than the Yahoo.
Okay.
But again, if I go into my Outlook, it should show that I sent something from a Hotmail account.
I agree.
How does she find these responses?
Are you using the web version, or do you have an email program that accesses both your Yahoo and your Hotmail/Outlook account?
No, I have two different accounts for both. One's Yahoo, one's Outlook.
Patty, is it possible at all? How many of these do you think you sent out?
I sent out two because, you know, I thought I had a dummy attack, if you would, on the first one. And plus, it wasn't in the Yahoo account, so I went to the sent and it wasn't there. So I looked like a dummy to my friends because I sent the same thing twice.
Well, you only sent out two invitations?
Two emails. And everybody was replying.
Okay, but how many people? How many people were you inviting?
I think four or five.
Is it possible that none of them like you and they just didn't want to?
You know, Frank, that's exactly what I thought.
She was thinking that for a while.
Exactly what I thought. I was just like, oh my gosh.
Well, then, why wouldn't she? Did anybody respond to the second one?
Everybody responded. I never got a response from anybody.
And you sent the second one from your Outlook account?
No, from Yahoo. My Yahoo account.
And did you check the junk mail filter in the Yahoo account?
I checked everything.
That's interesting.
This is weird.
I have no idea why that would happen.
Is this a party you're having or something?
Yes, it's a poker party.
Well, what? Is this strip poker? We'll just come. Peon, Dan, and I.
Yeah.
We'll come. Forget these other people.
That's four right there.
Yeah.
We'll dance for you guys, too. We're the Chuckendales.
So you have no advice for me about this? Or
you sent the first one from your Outlook and the second one from your Yahoo?
No, I sent both of them from my Yahoo account.
Okay. And neither of them, and although they arrived from Yahoo, their responses did not arrive back to you.
Correct. because it went to a Hotmail account.
Because it was sent to a Hotmail account?
If Hotmail and Outlook are the same,
no.
It wasn't in my Outlook inbox or Outbox or spam or anything.
The replies went to your Hotmail account?
Yes, they did.
So you sent it from Yahoo and it returned to Hotmail.
I think that the whole thing originated from Hotmail from Yahoo. Even though I was in my Yahoo account.
Hotmail and Yahoo are two different.
Yeah.
I know. That's what I can't figure out.
Okay. From
Jose,
your...
you might have to go over this evening and
yes.
look at her computer.
Might have to be a
when is the party?
Personal visit.
Yeah.
Betty, do me a favor. Send me an email from one of the two addresses. TechQuestions@KTRS.com.
Uh-huh.
And I'll do some research and see if I can figure out why your Yahoo would return to your Hotmail.
Thank you, Jose.
You're welcome.
Listen to me, Patty. If he contacts you later and says, I'm going to have to make a house call, don't fall for that, okay?
Oh, why?
Oh, she wants to fall for it.
Whoa. Okay, fall for it.
Yeah.
Way to go, Jose.
Yeah, thank you.
All right, Patty, I'm sure you'll hear from Jose soon.
I'll look forward to it.
All right, thank you. I like her. We need to go to that party.
Yeah. You didn't ask her how old she was.
That poker party. I didn't. I could tell, though, she was my favorite age. Jeff, you are on with Jose. How are you?
Gentlemen, well, I'm doing better now. I got bad news, good news, and then a little bad news. My hard drive crapped out last week, and Windows 7 and the Asus operating system were kind enough to warn me, so I backed up almost everything.
Good.
Now, and I got the computer back, and they also said that the hard drive's readable, which I think is a good thing because there's a few things I missed.
Yes.
So I bought a drive enclosure.
Good.
But my Internet Explorer favorites and my Chrome favorites bookmarks are gone. Should they be on the old drive?
Yes.
Just go into Find Chrome and Find IE.
If you will search where to find them, they're buried fairly deep in the Google and Internet Explorer structures.
Okay.
So, but they are there. They're dot. I don't remember what the extensions are, but there's little dot something files in there that say bookmark.
Yeah, because I remember doing this years ago when I migrated computers.
Right.
And back then I wasn't using Chrome.
So. Right. They'll be there. Plus, it's probably good that you got rid of your bookmarks. They're probably old.
Well, some of them probably are. The other good thing we did too is we put 128 gigabyte solid state drive, and so far all the programs are going on.
Listen
it.
To this
up,
guy.
Boom.
He's talking the talk.
He does talk the
solid
talk.
Solid states are quick.
All right, thanks, God. Oh, AM and the PM.
Thank you, Jeff. Hallelujah. That guy knows a thing or two about computers.
Yeah, backup, 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 because your hard drives are going
to
fail.
Stan, say hi to Jose.
Hey, Jose.
Hey, Stan.
All right, I have an Android LG whatever phone.
Okay.
And what comes up is it says currently unable to download right now. Please try again later.
Okay.
And I don't even know why, or I'm not even doing anything. It just comes up every now and then.
When's the last time you turned the phone completely off and restarted it?
Only a couple days ago. It completely died. The battery died, and I had to charge it back up. So, yeah, it did restart. But this has been going on for about a month and a half.
Okay. Your service provider is?
Sprint.
Sprint? Do you buy it from a Sprint store or from a big box store?
I got it from a Sprint store.
I would give Sprint a call because likely what happened when the battery died, some of your settings got corrupted.
Okay.
And one of them may be the data network. The other one is, although it's just the 15th, have you used a lot of data?
No.
Okay. Yeah. I'd start with calling a Sprint store, stopping by, see one of the guys there.
Okay.
All right. Thank you, Stan.
All right. Thank you.
You're going to say I'm the B. And before we take our next call, this is a really dumb question. There's no Nextel, is there anymore? Is there still a Nextel?
The company doesn't exist. They were bought by Sprint.
Okay.
But the paging service still exists. If you want a phone, you can do walkie-talkie, which was
right.
pretty much invented or brought to market by Nextel. You can still get those.
Okay, but nobody has as their provider Nextel.
Okay, no.
I think so. This is Brad. Brad, say hi to Jose.
Hi, guru of the gadgets.
Ooh.
Hello, Brad.
Guru of the gadgets. I like that.
Clearly the check has passed.
What's up, Brad?
He already paid me to say that. Anyway, I do have a question about pop-up.
Anyway.
And my daughter, sorry about that. I set myself up for that one. my daughter has a computer we just got her for college, and we cannot figure out how to get the pop-ups off because it's the new Windows 8, and I'm still trying to figure out how to navigate that. So what is there any quick solution to get the pop-ups to stop?
Stop using Internet Explorer.
Just stop using Internet Explorer? Use that one. I'm sorry. I didn't hear that.
Yeah, the Internet Explorer, it seems to be more prevailing issues with pop-ups than any of the other ones. I recommend Firefox for laptops and portables. Second of all, there's a website called Classic Shell, as in seashell.
Okay.
When they have a little application you download and run, and it will put your start button, like Windows 7 or Windows XP, back where it used to be.
Oh, good. That'll help. So
that'll make life very easily. And then there is a way to make it start only on desktop, as opposed to the tile start you're used to seeing.
Okay.
You can go in, and you'll have to search it, but it's basically a setting under properties that you can make it load directly to the desktop. So it looks more like what you're used to seeing.
Or you say ClassicShell.com.
Classic Shell.
All right. Much appreciation. And AM and the PM.
Thank you, Brad.
Good luck.
Well, there goes Brad, and there goes the segment. Now, if you weren't able to get through and you have a question for Jose Hernandez, here is his email address, techquestions@ktrs.com. And that's techquestions@ktrs.com. Do us a favor. If you're ever even near an Auric Home Care Center, stop in. Even if you don't buy anything, I just want you to see these great little stores. The best little space heater that I ever bought is in my basement, ready to go for the winter, and I found it in an Auric store. And wasn't in there for that. I was in there for something else. And I bought two or three things that way. You'd be pleasantly surprised. Auric has been proud to present, and we'll be proud again next week to present Jose Hernandez.
Good day, everybody.
Thank you, Jose. And now, the man that I saw at what I still call Riverport, the Verizon Amphitheater, Friday night, the Zac Brown concert, a man who was smart enough to arrive after the opening act that we sat through what seemed like forever.
Who was the opening act?
I don't know. I have no. They never.
I don't remember.
They never named their band's name. The guy kept saying, "Thank you, I'm Rick somebody," or whatever his name was, but they never gave a name of a band.
Wow.
It was weird. They were pretty good, but now I know better than to go at 6:30 or 7 o'clock. And I look over and boom, there's John and Mimi and whoever else was in that area. Right in time for the real show. How'd you like it?
I thought it was great. About the fourth time that we've been lucky enough to see Zac Brown, and better every time. I mean, just the harmonizing and they're very talented.
Yeah.
They're very talented. It seems like they all can play two or three different instruments, and kind of a throwback, like a Marshall Tucker band, you know?
Well, they did a Marshall Tucker number, and they are a throwback, and they also do country music that's real country music, that's written the way country music, I think, should be written. What I didn't like, and I said earlier, was I didn't care for the part where they put on their skeleton suits or something and turned into Metallica. What the heck was that about? I didn't get that.
I don't know.
I didn't like that.
Yeah, I don't like
that. I didn't like the guy that I saw.
You got up to leave.
Yeah.
And then when we're leaving, you were coming back.
No. The restrooms, as you're facing the stage, were to the right.
So all four of you went to the restroom together.
Yes.
Now, that's
not the same restroom. The women went to one and the men went to the other. But then,
well, I'm glad to know it wasn't all four of you in the same one.
No, we were leaving after they come back out for that fake encore. We thought, okay, let's go beat the traffic. So we went to the restroom and then passed back through to go to the exit. So that's what that was about. But we always do that. I never wait till the last end of the last number where you're pushing and through the crowd. I don't like that.
I'm not good with crowds.
No.
Man, as I get older, when we went up to the Belmont Stakes, that place it wasn't equipped to handle 150, 60, 175,000 people, 200,000, however many people were there, it was too many. And trying to get out of that, it was frightening. People were almost passing out because it was just the exit. Nothing was marked, and it was just hundreds of thousands of bodies all compacted into these areas. Nobody knew where to go to try to get out of that.
I was in a crowd one time down at the VP fair.
That is a great story.
Yeah.
Thank you. when they used to call it the VP Fair, and the people were just, I mean, you were packed in, and you could not move, and you're trying to get your way through, and you're, like, pushing people and pushing, and some lady freaked out, just got claustrophobia really bad, and just started going absolutely berserk, and everybody just kind of moved out of the way and got out of her way, and then people started, and we followed her out while she was screaming the entire time.
That's a great story.
Yeah.
Oh, man, I tell you what, you've become a really good storyteller.
Yeah.
Oh.
Thanks, John.
John, who was the loser that, and I saw him go by your area?
I cannot say that. I'm not going to say anything on the air.
Well, you don't even know what I'm going to ask you.
Yeah, I do. The guy that pointed his eyes at...
No, the guy walking around wanting to high-five the black shirt back and for the drunk guy who kept wanting to touch everybody. I can't believe... And look, I should have done it too, but somebody should have said, hey, loser, sit down.
I yell at him to sit down. He's so drunk. Whatever he was high on, he couldn't hear me. He was just... Like the last time he put his hand up, I just kind of gave him a backhand, like, get away. And I would turn my head and, like, you're gross. Okay? Or the one guy that stood up and started taking pictures right in front of our box, blocking our view. So I took my smartphone and I turned it on a high flash, and I kept flashing and flashing and flashing. So finally he kind of looked like, hey, this guy's, like, messing with my pictures, right? So then the next day I'm like, who in the heck am I taking all these pictures of Friday night? And Mimi had to remind me. She goes, you were messing with that guy to get him out of your way. I'm like, oh, that's right.
I don't understand anybody, excuse me, who goes to a who goes to a concert and gets so drunk that they act like, why don't you just go and listen to the music? Can't you get drunk at home? I don't.
Some
get
people,
that.
I think that's the only way they go to a concert is
to get stoned, to get drunk,
state.
And
yeah.
act like complete a-holes. And that's
just,
what this
just
guy
an
did.
Idiot. The guy was just an idiot. And I mean, you know, I mean, he was like our age, my age.
Oh,
like,
he wasn't a kid.
No.
Oh, there's still people that go out there and they get drunk, and then they brag to their friends about, oh, man, I was so wasted the other night. I went to the Zac Brown
concert. That sure sounds like a good time to me.
Oh, yeah.
Wow.
I don't get it.
I don't get it either. But I'll tell you one thing I do get.
What?
Chevy Truck Month.
Yeah.
Chevy Truck Month. Sorry we were busy today. We got caught up in so many things. Your Silverado will be delivered tomorrow.
No,
it's
going to
be a much nicer day tomorrow. I think sunny, not rainy.
Tomorrow's supposed to be a beautiful day.
Beautiful day. How about this past weekend?
Oh, my goodness.
For Friday night, the concert. You know, another thing at Verizon, they have a VIP section, right? Mm-hmm. They have two people. You know, they're scanning you and checking you out, and then they put a wristband on you. There are 100 people that were in their cars waiting to go in to see the show, and it just moved at a snail's pace. You're getting poured on. Then I had some young punk with a golf umbrella, and he kept twirling it around like it was Mary Poppins, and it's like flinging water on Mimi. I'm like, hey. What are you doing? I said, quit twirling the umbrella. And of course, Mimi's grabbing my arm because she knows, I mean, I'm about to knock this kid right on his tail. And I said, it's an umbrella. Hold it over your head. He goes, but it's raining sideways.
How does she sound again?
That was a guy.
Raining sideways.
Wow, she's got a weird
voice. Really, right?
I don't remember who sounded like that.
Said, you're going to be laying on your backside sideways.
Woo! Wow. Tough talk.
You go.
I'm going to tell this, and I don't know if I should tell it or not, but I'm going to tell it. I have not been there. Excuse me, I got like some cotton in my throat.
What do you got? What's going on over there?
I don't know. It's the tail end of what started to be a cold, but I fought it off, and I just said, get away, cold.
Yeah, you're doing a good job.
Friday night, I it's been probably 10 years since I've been there. And when we're entering, I see this woman who, she has gloves on, sort of like TSA. And I realized that she's checking people. I had a gun on me. And as we walked up to her, I looked at her and I said, so you are looking in purses? She says, looking in purses, and then patting people down. And I just thought, okay, I don't know how this happened, but I walked up to her, held my arms out, and she patted me down and she reached around my waist. She never felt the very back of my belt, middle of my back, which is where
could you reach around to the back?
Oh, you know what?
Oh, man.
You know what?
Wow.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, that hurt.
I'm sorry.
No, no, you're not.
I know that's terrible.
No, that hurt.
That yeah, hurt. But that was a lot.
That hurt
if
me.
If it was the other way around, I think you'd have said it to me, okay?
It would have had to have been a WNBA player, I think, doing the pat down.
She checked the sides. She kind of reached around my belt, and I was thinking, what? Now, the only thing had she felt it and said, uh-oh, and called somebody over, we've got a gun here, I just would have said, yes, I didn't know. I carry one, and I'll give it to an officer, police officer, something, get it when I leave. I don't know what would happen, but she never detected it. And that was one of those moments of sort of, and I guess the fact that I didn't look nervous or wasn't sweating, I just walked right up to her and held my arms out, and she did a quick grip. But John may have a point. Most women are not able to get their arms completely around me. Here's one of the times when being heavy has its advantages.
No, you're muscular.
Yes, that's right. I'm really muscular.
Muscular.
Yeah.
You know, all those push-ups.
But now I know you can't carry a gun in there, so next time I won't have to be nervous.
Sure is good to know now. I might get they'll have the video out looking for you, or they'll have the eye in the sky looking for you next time.
Nah, it's not that big a deal. The law,
yeah, you'll be fine.
The law just says you have to leave or turn it over and get it when you come the exit or so. It's not a big deal. Yeah. So what else?
You know, when the airports open up again, in 2001, after 9/11, and I was flying back from Washington D.C. Thursday on 9/11/14. Mrs. Londuff was very, very nervous, saying a lot of prayers. I could even feel her prayers from that distance. But we were fine, and a lot of security, but nothing really crazy. In Reagan,
see, that's the day I would not be nervous, because that's the day they're alert. Is heightened and everybody is on guard, and I don't think that I don't know, I don't think like a terrorist, but if I tried to, I think that's the one day I'm not going to do anything again, because that's when they're sort of watching out.
So a group of guys from my best buddies, duck hunting buddies, were heading from St. Louis to Minneapolis, St. Paul, from there to Saskatoon, Saskatchewan, to duck and goose hunt for about 5 days. So we didn't know if we'd make our flight. Literally, the airport opened, air flights opened 2 days before our flight. So this was the very first of the security and the electronics and the pat-down. So, you know, with my luck, I'm the last guy to go through. And there's a guy, and he's patting me down pretty good.
I don't like guys patting me down.
No. And here's all my buddies lined up on the, the walkway to go down to the gates, and I think we were C gate back then. It might have been the D gate, might have still been open, but it was C. And one of my buddies goes, "Hey, pat him down again. He kind of likes it, you know." And the guy looked over and laughed, and he did it again. He patted me down again. And I'm like, "Okay, this is getting very uncomfortable." And but I didn't have a gun on me. My shotguns were already slipped through the luggage. But that was pretty. Pretty interesting.
That's a great story. Mm-hmm. Maybe you could tell that story again sometime.
Good story, John.
Now, you know what I'm going to take from this conversation today? Maybe she couldn't get her arms around you.
That
cut.
That hurt.
See, you know, after saying that, I thought, if they're being this pretty direct, I'd have to sound stupid for a second. So, not that hard for me. But that was, you had to be there for that story.
Now, what does this mean that it's truck month? What does that mean?
That means we got to sell trucks.
All right.
$11,000 off Silverado, ooh, up $11,000 off Silverado Crew Cab, Silverado Double Crab. Are you kidding me? $11,000. I'm so excited. I'm stumbling, which doesn't happen often. Silverado Crew Cab, Silverado Double Cab, $11,000, $5,000 off, up to $5,000 off Equinox. Okay, so Silverado pickup trucks. We have regular cab Silverado pickup trucks selling for $17,900. And we have up to $11,000 off Silverado Crew Cab and Double Cab, and up to $5,000 off Chevy Cruze. Why? Well, because it's time to get moving. We have got to get. It's just been a great set of days. Friday was a little soft with the rain, but Saturday was a good day. Today's a great day.
Tomorrow's gonna be great.
Great. Just let me get through tonight.
Hey, this truck you're going to send for me to drive or to play with tomorrow, can I get the one with back seats and all that, like the full cab thing?
You're getting a crew cab.
Okay, good.
Yeah, four doors.
Yeah.
And the boys will spend time on the
You know what? I'm going to take my little grandson for a ride in it this weekend. We'll go to Jeff City. We're going to babysit. I'll take that big truck and let him have his first ride in a real truck.
Oh, man. That's unbelievable.
You got to put that baby seat in it, though. How long has it been since you buckled in a baby seat? You cannot believe the regulations and how complicated these things are.
That's why I finally went to an SUV full-time. I was driving a Camaro Z28 IROC, and I'm looking at my little boy, Johnny, and his head's vibrating so tremendously.
No.
The car seat. I'm like going, holy cow, I'm going to give this kid brain damage. He's not even, like, you know, 2 or 3 weeks old yet. So that's when I moved into first the S10 Blazer. Then I hit my head like one day 5 times. You know, boom.
That's okay. What happened.
You know, you think you'd learned your lesson. Boom, you do it again. You're like, man, am I stupid. Then the third time, and you hit the same spot again. Oh, you start to cry. So that was it, man. That's when I started driving Suburbans and SUVs. I love them.
All right, well, we're going to sell some trucks for you.
314-837-1800. That's our number. Number one Chevy dealer in the world. 314-837-1800. 24/7. 365 at LawnDuff.com. And we're excited. Love the AM and the PM crowd, and can't wait to meet some more.
All right. Well, there's some on the way even as we speak. Thank you, John.
All right. Thanks, Kenny.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Thanks, Kenny.
Kenny?
Yeah. Who's Kenny?
Thanks, Kenny.
I don't know. Kenny Pinion?
Kenny?
Call him back and ask what he meant by that.
No, don't call him back.
He's Kenny.
I don't want to talk to him. After he said that hurtful thing,
yeah.
Well, that woman couldn't get her arms around him.
That was not funny at all.
You saw my expression.
Yes.
Oh, yeah.
It was shock.
It was
shock.
Hurtful.
If I hadn't been on the air, I would have cried, but I'm a professional.
I had nervous
laughter.
Burst out
crying on the air. We're going to take a break, and then we're going to come back, and then Bill Cleveland's going to join us. We're going to have a playhouse. We're going to have a great old joke that I think has been at least a year. That's sort of the mark. I like to wait a year, so I don't think you've heard it for a while, so stay where you are. Big 550 KTRS.
Meet me.
Thanks, Kenny. And here's Tim Weiland to check on traffic. Tim?
Thanks, Bob. This report is brought to you by LendUp.com. Need a payday loan? LendUp.com offers better payday loans with lower rates. Apply online today to get a decision instantly. You could get your money in minutes. LendUp.com, your trusted direct lender. Just got a report of an accident northbound Lindbergh at Old Olive Street Road. Now, they've cleared that accident on westbound 44 that was just before the Highway 270 at the Guyer Road overpass. Traffic is running slow, though, between Laclede Station and Elm. You're going to be heavy again between the Merrimack River and Bowles. Now, on southbound 270, things really stacking up from Dorset down through Doherty Ferry. Eastbound 40, you're heavy from Timberlake Manor through Mason, a little bit heavy from 170 through Big Bend. You're also slow Jefferson to the Poplar Street Bridge. Eastbound 70, you've got a slow stretch there between Jennings Station Road and O'Fallon Park. Westbound 70, pretty much the same thing, a slow pocket there, and then you're heavy from 170 past the airport, and eastbound 270, stop and go from Lindbergh through New Florissant, and then slow all the way to 367. This traffic report also brought to you by America's Best Contacts and Eyeglasses. America's Best offers 2 pairs of single-vision glasses for $69.95 with a free eye exam. Call 1-800-TWO-PAIR. From the Golden Oak Lending Traffic Center, Tim Weiland on the Big 550 KTRS.
Do you or someone you love suffer from headaches?
Migraines, acute or chronic cluster headaches?
They can be crippling and affect every aspect of your life. Well, there is help, and it can be found at the Headache Center of St. Louis. Make the call today to 636-368-9014 and schedule your appointment. The Headache Center treats patients with migraines, cluster headaches, face and cranial neuralgias, and other headache syndromes. At the Headache Center of St. Louis, you will receive a comprehensive diagnosis with personalized treatments. Make the call today and start your path to relieving those headaches. 636-368-9014 or find them on the web at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com. You will personally be treated by the doctor, who is a neurologist with board certifications in neurology, headache medicine, and vascular neurology. Don't let headaches take over your life. Call the Headache Center of St. Louis, 636-368-9014. Online at theheadachecenterofstlouis.com.
You know, until recently, I had no idea of the difference it makes when you deal directly with the lending institution owner, as opposed to various different employees in a large lending conglomerate. Of course, I'm talking about Stewart's American Mortgage Corp. In addition to being the proud owner, Stewart prides himself on taking care of each loan from start to finish. He's been in the mortgage business for over 25 years and knows how to keep that constant recalling and rehashing at a very minimum. He knows your specific information, and when it comes time to get finalization, Stuart is there to explain your specific circumstances, getting you the lowest possible interest rate. But you must act now, as interest rates are at historic lows. Yes, the best possible rates in the shortest possible time at the lowest possible cost. Don't be confused. There's only one. Stuart's American Mortgage. On the internet, it's stuartsamc.com or call 314-324-4440. That's 324-4440.
If you or someone you know is addicted to drugs or alcohol, this could be the most important message of your life. Write down this number or store it in your cell phone, but call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. By calling the treatment helpline for drug and alcohol addiction, you can turn your life around. Our advisors will match you with a proven 5-star luxury treatment center that will end your drug or alcohol addiction once and for all. Your future can still be bright. When you call right now, you'll speak to a recovering addict who understands what you're going through. Let us help you break your addiction to drug or alcohol before it's too late. This call is completely confidential, and if you have private insurance, there should be no cost to you. Take 5 minutes of your time and call right now. It may change your life for the better. Call 1-800-509-9233. That's 1-800-509-9233. Call 1-800-509-9233.
Hi, it's John Carney. And if you need someone to do your homework for you, you should call Allen Roofing and Siding. Getting Allen Roofing and Siding to take care of your roof, siding, and gutters is kind of like getting Albert Einstein to do your math homework for you. Since 1972, their highly satisfied customers have given Allen Roofing and Siding an A+ because they team up the best product lines with quality workmanship. To get straight A's in school, you don't just show up, you do your best. That's the way Allen Roofing and Siding approaches every homework assignment in Metro St. Louis. Hey, don't just take our word for it. Contractor Magazine, sort of the report card of the industry, rates Allen Roofing and Siding as the number 12 in the top 100 in the U.S. So if your roof ain't what it used to be, if your gutters are now sagging leaf catchers, or if your exterior walls could use some updating, don't be a dunce. Put down your number 2 pencil and go to Allen Roofing and Siding, the best in the class. Allen Roofing and Siding in Ellisville, Missouri and Caseyville, Illinois. They will do a superb job on your homework. Online at aroofing.net.
You need a website. Why not do it yourself? You know your business. With Wix.com, you can create a professional website all by yourself. It's easy and free. With Wix.com, you don't need to be a programmer. Just use the intuitive drag-and-drop website builder. There's no limit to how creative you can be. It's your website, your style. Show the world what you can do. Create your own stunning website today. Go to Wix.com. It's easy and free.
Save $10 on your next round of 18 holes. Go to golfaroundstl.com, enter promo code 550, and save $10. Golfaroundstl.com. See websites for full details.
There's nothing like a delicious, high-quality restaurant steak delivered to your home from Kuna Food Service. Prices are reasonable, and it's perfect as a gift anytime. Kuna Food Service. Online at steakgift.net.
Monday nights are something to look forward to during the Mizzou football season. Why? Because of Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill. Every Monday from 6:30 till 9 p.m., join John Hadley and Jim Huer at Friendly Sports Bar and Grill as they talk about, what else? Mizzou football, of course, as well as the SEC and other sports topics. Join us for Mizzou Mondays, live from Friendly Sports Bar and Grill at 3503 Roger Place in South St. Louis from 6:30 till 9 p.m. Brought to you by Oak Ridge Winery, Lodi, California's oldest operating winery. Available at your local Shop and Save, Schnucks, Deerberg's, and other fine wine shops and restaurants. And the Big 550 KTRS.
From downtown St. Louis, it's the Bill Cleveland segment, starring Bill Cleveland along with Bruce Limpers and the All Boy Orchestra. Brought to you by Laclede Cab. Your AM and the PM cab company, 314-652-3456, or download the app STL Taxi. It's a great app, and it's free. And it's a great way to get a Laclede cab. And now here's Bill Cleveland.
Hey, everybody. Happy Monday.
Happy Monday, Bill.
Played a little softball yesterday with the Eon the Peon.
All right.
That's right, we did.
Good story.
Yeah, I thought you'd like to hear that.
That's a great story.
Yeah, I keep moving, I guess. Yeah. Miss New York was crowned last night as Miss America, and who cares?
Yeah, I knew it, and you're right. Who cares?
And Miss New York, she was the big winner, though. Her talent was impressive, you got to admit. She was able to pickpocket 10 tourists in under 30 seconds.
Oh,
very impressive.
That's pretty good.
Very impressive. There's a popular YouTube video going around of a group of firemen doing one of those flash mob things.
Mm-hmm.
And the video is hugely popular with everyone, except for, you know, the guy whose house burnt down while they filmed it. Yeah. But everybody else likes it.
Mm.
Mm. You're not liking these today, Frank?
No, we love them.
Yeah,
I'm surprised you can't tell how much we love them.
One more and finally.
Oh, no, not just one.
I'm not feeling the love today from the crowd. Maybe tomorrow. Alex Trebek, he will have a mustache when he returns to television this fall. No, wait, I'm sorry. I was thinking of Rosie O'Donnell.
Oh, there you go. Real
segment brought to you this afternoon by Laclede Cab, the AM and the PM cab company, and from downtown St. Louis, I'm Bill Cleveland on the Big 550 KTRS.
All right, thank you, Bill.
Okay, see you.
Once in a while, we pretend like his stuff is not funny just to humble him, just to bring him back down to earth, because you don't ever want anybody to think they're, you know, real great at what they do, then they get lazy. That was Bill Cleveland. Playhouse is coming up. A reminder to any of you listening who have $25,000 or more, and I know that there are plenty of you listening who have a lot more than $25,000. Some of you, it's a few million dollars. Mark and Jason, Mark Reardon and Jason Becker, you ought to think about this. There was Stiefel Nicholas, been with them for 27 years. They're financial advisors. Think about what you have to lose, which is nothing, by having a meeting with them. And let them look at what you're doing with your money. Now, everybody wants to get their hands on your money. This is one of the things that in life you learn. I don't care if you have a little money or like people. There are lots of people who want to separate you from your cash, whether it's to get you to buy something or to invest with them. And I get that. You're going to have to ultimately be the person who decides who you trust and who you get your advice from. I want you to meet Mark and Jason. And I want you to decide if you think these guys know what they're doing. Lots of people do. Lots of people think they know, they really know what they're doing. It's a meeting. Cost you nothing. Contact them and find the full number at their website, markandjason.com. 4 o'clock, no, 5 o'clock. Big 5.